Well, I want to talk about Christians. A lot of people are talking about Christians. A lot of people talk about Christians that don't know what Christians are. A lot of people talk about Christians who are expect them to be far more than they ought to be from the standpoint of more like the world. The word Christian stands for two words, Christ ones. The disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:10. Now today, I want to talk to you about what a real Christian is. I'm not talking about somebody that just has a label, not someone with just a lapel pin, not someone that carries a sign or wears a certain way something, but someone who really, when you see them and talk with them and get around them, you can tell there's a wonderful difference in their heart and in their life. And that whatever a Christian is, and they say they're a Christian, they're sure living up to what the Word teaches. Well, the greatest people in all our population are called Christians or Christ ones. I'm thrilled to have been one of these since my 11-year-old acceptance of Jesus Christ. But this is not just a label, but a lifetime classification to show our relationship to the Son of God. The Bible is full of examples to indicate what we Christians are in the eyes and the commands of our Commander-in-Chief. If you are a born-again child of God, these are the things you should be known for as you live your life. I want to list a few for your consideration. First of all, a Christian, if you're a Christian, we are the sons of God. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." This is a wonderful clear verse as to what you are if you've accepted Christ as Savior. This is a wonderful truth. If you know your Bible, you know all humanity belongs to Satan and is doomed for hell. No religion has the answer to this problem, but those who have by faith believed in Jesus Christ are even at this moment sons of God. Oh, what a difference. Please let me remind you to act like what you are. We are not to live worldly, but rather heavenly lives, demonstrating daily to whom we belong. How great is that? Well, let me give you another one. We are ambassadors. I like this one, even though it's loaded with responsibility. We are ambassadors. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. An ambassador is a person assigned to represent his country in another land. It's like the song lyrics, "This world is not my home, I'm just passing through." Yep, we believers are required to represent a holy God in all that we do. An ambassador is a representative of heavenly things. And that sets us apart with a responsibility to treat all others with careful heavenly example and responsibility. Remember, you were chosen to lead and to be a blessing and appreciated as a child of God. Christian, you are special. And don't you forget it for a moment. Walk a faithful life in obedience to the one who has accepted you because you accepted him as your Redeemer. And then a Christian, we're told, are to be like lights. Ephesians 5:8, ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. We all observe the darkness of sin and the recklessness that grips our world today. And it is clear that man in his hatred of God is digging deeper into restless pursuit of evil, and that mentality of most of the unregenerate mankind has dipped in an unbelievable low to the morass of darkness. And true believers, however, must stand lovingly above all of this. or the answer to these dark problems in the light of the gospel. We must be lights that pierce the darkness of sin with the glorious light of God's way of life. For in him there is no darkness. And fourth, we are workmen. 2 Timothy 2:15 is a verse I have known many years. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Godly believers are a part of that workforce of the Lord. There's so many things to be done in our church and community. We must involve ourselves in good things that help others and please the Lord. Don't sit idly by and watch others do the work. Punch the time clock and get busy for the Lord. I will guarantee you will never be laid off in the task God will give you if you are faithful to him. We're also called to be, and I like this one because as a boy, this was one of my things that I really liked. Christians are called to be fishermen. Ah, yes. He said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Matthew 4:19. When I was a boy, I used to fish. Dad used to take us way up into the Adirondacks. And I've sat in the canoe all day long, cast the back and forth and pulled out fish. Sometimes we'd come home with a string of fish. It'd be at least 10, 20 feet long, hanging down, great northern pike. My, there were a lot of fish in those days. And it was great to be able to go out and catch fish. I've said a lot of these little joke things with kids that say, I got the biggest fish I ever got. It's about 2 inches long. Well, we got the big ones. Jesus chose disciples and called them away from their job of fishing to do his service, fishing for men. We as believers are chosen to reach out to catch sinners around us and put them in the creel of eternal life by accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior. Soul winning is not just for a few, but it should be our joy as we bait the hook with edifying example and throw it out to our friends around about, hoping that they'll snatch upon it and be drawn to the truth of Jesus Christ. Reeling in souls for Christ should be the main desire of our earthly life. Well then, earthly fishing must be a hobby. It must be a hobby. It must be more than that. It must be your way of life. Heavenly fishing is a lifetime call. Would you believe that there are at least five more things that you are to do, we are to do, that we are to be? Number six, Christians are laborers. 1 Corinthians 3:9 relates, for we are laborers together with God, and ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. Accepting Christ was not a ticket to stay out of hell, but we joined in the heavenly work of God. Throughout the Bible, the record is clear. God has chosen to use men and women to do his work. The Christian is in his employ and will be greatly rewarded if we serve him well. All work tires the human body, but it's all necessary. And in the same way, all of the things we do for God may be tired, may sometimes be discouraging, but we're to keep on until the whistle blows, till God calls us home. Then as a Christian, we are to be, number seven, witnesses. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and under the uttermost part of the earth. That's Acts chapter 1, verse 8. The indwelling power of the Holy Spirit within us should cause us to witness at home, in the neighborhood, and around the world. The joys of our salvation are not to be kept selfishly within, but offered to others through Christ. How can we keep it to ourselves? We have to spread the news and cry aloud and show people how they can find Christ as their own personal, wonderful Savior. Spread the news. Cry it out. Someone made it clear to you, and now it's your turn to make it clear to others. Oh, be a constant witness of Christ wherever you go. You and I would still be on the path to hell if someone had not told us how to be saved. Isn't that true? Amata, who have you told? You and I are part of an action to win people to Jesus. So speak up, be a witness. If you've ever grown something, you will understand how hard it is to do the job. And then Jesus just went on to say we are to be sowers. Number 8, sowers. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his labors. 1 Corinthians 3:8. Actually, my last 3 points of this message fit together, but I want to mention each. Every believer is to be sowing the seed wherever you are. Carry a pack of tracts in your pocket and put them in many hands. When you finish the meal and leave a tip on the table, have a little tract that says, I've got a good tip for you, and leave it there with the money in it, and use it as a testimony. Lay one on the sink in the restroom. Snuggle one around as a tip when you hand one to the waitress. Like farming, every seed will not come up, but some will, so keep sowing. You may not know the side of glory, how many things were accomplished by your faithful sowing. Others will read the track, and you can later ask what they thought and get further into witnessing. The printed page has always had an effect on the minds and hearts of the reader. Let's grab the seed and get back to sowing. Number 9, waterers. After the seed has been sown, it must be watered. 1 Corinthians 3:6 makes it clear that not only sowing, but continual watering is a job of believers and is a lifetime responsibility. This calls for tract following tract, for word following word, for every attempt to stir growth in others to keep being repeated again, so that finally it will reach someone. Follow up your soul-winning visit with another and show great thankfulness and their fledging interest in spiritual things. Brag on your pastor. Invite him to come to church and learn more about the spiritual things. Never give up showing interest to the needy. Understand them and help them answer their questions and show your loving interest in their salvation. And then number 10, Christians are to be reapers. He that reapeth receiveth wages and gathers fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. John 4:36. You will not win every soul you go after, but you never know what part will be yours. Remember, some sow and some water, and others get to reap that which the Lord started through perhaps you. Let me close with this thought from the mouth of Jesus, John 4:35. Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they're white already to harvest. I pray you will live a productive life as a servant of God and reap great reward when you stand together in heaven. Well, the challenge is there. We live in a crazy old world that's got everything out there that confuses people. And because there are many people who call themselves Christians who certainly don't prove it much by the life they live and who disprove it by the wrong things they do, it's a challenge for anyone who wants to be a good Christian to stand up tall and straight and to make your life really count for all time and for eternity. Oh, remember, we are the sons of God. We're ambassadors. We're lights. We're workmen. We're fishermen. We're laborers. We're witnesses. We are waterers and planters, and we are reapers. All of these things we can be as we faithfully serve the Lord. So may I repeat Jesus' words again. Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they're white already unto harvest. Let's see who you can witness to today. Let's see who we can each reach with a wonderful message of salvation, forgiveness, and cleansing, and the promises of all time and eternity in heaven above. Lord, thank you for these moments. Bless the station. Bless those who make all of this possible. May the word stick in hearts today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.